This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A wildfire burning outside of Dotsero on the western slope has forced nearby residents to evacuate and prompted a partial closure of the White River National Forest. The Derby Fire is now more than 800 acres and 0% contained. Many homes east of Glenwood Canyon, north of I-70, have been evacuated. 80 firefighters battle that blaze. To the west, the Lee Fire, which once threatened Meeker's, now 68% contained at nearly 140,000 acres. To the north, the Crochet Fire, 23% contained, nearly 2,100 acres. Residents there have been able to return home in the area. The state legislature meets for a special session starting tomorrow to address a billion-dollar hole in the state budget created by Congressional Republicans' federal tax bill. Lawmakers are looking at closing business tax loopholes and pulling money from state reserves to cover part of the gap. The rest will require cuts to existing programs. Lawmakers plan to rely on Governor Polis to decide where to make those cuts, since the executive branch can act more quickly, but they also plan to introduce a bill giving the legislature final approval over his proposed cuts. And Boulder County will ask voters in November to raise their sales tax to fund mental health and addiction treatment programs. The proposal would raise the rate by 0.15%. In the city of Boulder, that would bring the total sales tax to nearly 9.2%. If approved, the money would fund prevention, crisis response, and treatment, among other things. The county estimates it could raise nearly $14 million next year. A hot afternoon for the Front Range, 90 degrees at Denver International Airport. In Pueblo, 86 degrees. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.